Hey, how you doing? My name's Zach, and I've got something here that you need to check out. Well, okay, maybe not need, but you're gonna want to. This is Down Gilead Lane.
No collection is complete without it. I really need it, Mrs. M.
That's awesome. We need those tickets so we can go.
I'm almost to the next level. I need to get those points.
Mike?
You know, it sounds like we've got a lot of needs in the house these days, doesn't it?
Maybe we need to talk to the kids about the difference between wants and needs.
You've seen the dolls, you've heard their CD. Now get ready for the Cutie Girls, Lost in Manhattan, coming to a theater near you.
Brianna, what are we going to do?
I don't know, Cassandra.
Call home?
Cassandra, Brianna, this is like so uncool.
Jessiana's right, we've gotta figure out what we're gonna do. Do you remember which way the hotel is?
They'll soon show the world what the rest of us knows.
Isn't that like the UN?
Let's go see.
We all want peace!
So let's come together and bring the fighting to an end.
Woo!
We solemnly declare today to be Cutie Girl Day around the world.
And they'll tackle some harder issues than world peace.
Cassandra, that boy is so totally looking at you.
No way, really? But my hair and my clothes, they look so awful.
So, we're in New York. Let's go shopping.
Yes!
But before the movie opens, get your Cutie Girls Special Edition Manhattan wardrobes and present your Cutie Girls in their new wardrobes at the box office and receive a free limited edition poster signed by all of the Cutie Girls and a special one-time-only bracelet that transforms into a Cutie Girl secret decoder. If you're in the Cutie Girl Army, you need this poster and bracelet today. Your collection isn't complete without it.
What is it, Hope?
Do you have a job I can do?
A job?
Yeah, like something I can get money for.
I'm working on laundry today. Mm-hmm. Would you like to help me sort the clothes?
What's that mean?
I'm putting them into piles by colors. There's a lot of them.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you $1 if you help me sort all of them and $1 to put them away.
A dollar? Really? Okay.
It helps if you do the work.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Oh.
How much money will I have after I get the dollar?
Let me see. Here's $1, $2, $3. Ooh, it looks like $7.48.
$7.48. Is that close to $9.95?
It's only a couple of dollars away. Why? What's $9.95?
Haley said that's how much a movie ticket costs.
A movie ticket? Pretty expensive for a movie ticket.
Yeah.
Honey, if you go in the afternoon...
The Cutie Girls have a new movie coming out. And if you go the first night, you get a special edition...
The Cutie Girls again? Really?
Oh, yeah, but this is cool. You see, the poster's signed by all of the Cutie Girls.
Ah.
And there's a bracelet that turns into a secret decoder. No collection is complete without it. I really need it, Mrs. M.
You really need it, huh?
Uh-huh. You see, with this decoder bracelet, I'll be able to find a secret hidden message in all of my Cutie Girl stuff.
Ah.
And you can only get it if you go to the movie with these new clothes on your doll.
Well, so how are you going to get the money for the doll's new clothes?
Well, I figure it's more important to buy the ticket first because I don't want them to sell out. So I'll get the money for the ticket, and then I'll find the clothes.
You know, Hope, that's a lot of money.
It's not that bad. Not like buying a house or anything.
Well, that's true, but...
Now, how do I separate these clothes?
Okay. Yeah, honey, you can see there are red and blue,
uh-huh.
Yellow. I've got the whites over here.
So what's it like?
What?
College!
Oh.
Living away from home! Is it a lot different?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it's nice. Like, I don't have to tell anyone when I come home and stuff.
What about your roommate?
Oh, Marcy's nice and everything. I really like her. But... It's, you know, it's not like you and Becca.
Oh, we miss you too, Brooke.
But it's still a lot of fun. I've got have some great classes, and there are some really nice people here.
Is it a lot different than Coleraine?
Oh, yeah. The campus is bigger than all of Coleraine.
Wow.
And they're all my age. It's a lot different.
It's so weird not having you here anymore, Brooke.
Oh, well, I'll be home soon for break. But you know, Haley, maybe you could come and see me.
What?
Yeah, there's a siblings weekend coming up at school.
Oh.
Everyone will have their siblings come and stay with them. You could come and spend a weekend with me. What do you think?
That'd be awesome. I'll talk to Mom and Dad when we hang up.
Yeah, hey, sorry I'm not going to be there for your birthday, but maybe that can make up for it. What do you have planned?
Not a lot. Just dinner at Giuseppe's and maybe a movie party this weekend.
Giuseppe's?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I love that place. And a small party, huh? What happened to that spectacular, super huge party you had planned from the day after your birthday last year?
I don't know. Something's different this year. Maybe it's hope. I've learned a lot since she's been here. Life's not always about the biggest and best. Sometimes it's just, oh, I don't know.
I understand, Haley. I do.
I'm glad you do, because I'm not sure I could explain it.
Well, you're grown up, girl.
Well, it's about time.
Steve Preston. 5 years ago, he was a man like any other. He had a wife, 2 children, a dog, and a normal, ordinary life.
Then one day, he became trapped outside during a radioactive sunburst of unknown origins. The exposure changed his DNA forever.
It made him a man unlike any other. With strength that could not be contained, speed beyond measure, and countless hidden powers that appeared after eating his vegetables, this simple, ordinary man became...
Rock Smallwood, hero of the 98th and a half century.
Rock, help!
This space bus full of children is flying out of control. It's on a collision course with that asteroid. Someone must stop it.
I can do that. With a little cauliflower to boost my flying powers. And Brussels sprouts for strength. I'm off to save the day.
Help us! Oh, Rock, save us! We're going to crash and burn!
Calm yourself, little mister. We have everything we need.
Yay!
Hooray. Hey, Tim, did you hear about that big movie premiere?
No, what?
Rock Smallwood's coming to Westtown. He's gonna be here for the big movie premiere. They're having a red carpet and everything.
Are you serious? They say the Dark Master's in this movie. We might even get to find out his real identity.
I know. 101 FM is having a ticket giveaway. You just need to listen to win. They give clues throughout the day and in the evening. If you answer the questions right, you get put in a drawing to win.
That's awesome. We need those tickets so we can go.
Can you imagine meeting Rock Smallwood?
Oh, no.
That'd be so cool.
But when does the contest start?
Today, I think.
So what are we doing out here? Let's go listen.
All right, let's go.
Oh, wow, it's been a long day. I'm wiped out.
Oh, me too. Why is it the older we get, the busier we get?
I don't know. Doesn't seem to make sense, does it?
Hey, are we having devotions tonight?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Where is everyone?
Tim's listening to the radio and Hope's cleaning my room.
What?
Oh, don't worry. I'm paying her for it. She wanted to.
She's trying to earn money.
For what?
There's a Cutie Girls movie coming out.
Oh, say no more. Cutie Girls is enough. I get it now. And where's Michael?
You know, that's a good question. He missed dinner. He never misses dinner.
Oh.
Yeah. I think he's in his room doing something.
Oh, guess it's time to go gather everyone up for devotions.
Oh, thanks, honey. So, big birthday coming up, huh?
Yeah. You know, Mom, Brooke asked me to come visit her at college for a weekend.
Really? Oh, I think that would be nice.
I thought so, too. Brooke said it might make up for her not being here.
And you don't want a big party?
No, not this year. Maybe next year.
Hmm.
Okay, now that we're all here.
Oh, welcome.
Here we go. Now, who's going to read our scripture tonight? Hmm?
I will.
Great.
Oh.
It's Colossians 3. Okay, here we go. Since, then, you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earth.
Did you know that the Cutie Girls have a toothbrush that plays their music while you brush?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, Rock Smallwood has... Meteor toothpaste.
Well, the Cutie Girls have Bubble Ram Extra Licious Fruity Toothpaste. It's got fluoride to help your teeth.
Fluoride, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
Rock Smallwood's has fluoride, too.
Well, the cutie girl's singing toothbrush makes your teeth healthier.
How?
Most children in America don't brush their teeth for the recommended amount of time necessary to get their teeth clean. The cutie girl's musical toothbrush encourages tooth health and safety.
The toothbrush isn't healthier, though.
Oh, no, it is, really. I need that toothbrush to keep my teeth extra super cutie girl clean. Right, Haley?
Right, Hope.
Uh-oh. What time is it? I've got to listen to the radio or I'll never win those tickets. I need to go to this premiere.
Wow. Cutie Girls and Rock Smallwood both in the movie theater at the same time? This is going to be an interesting few weeks.
I'll say. Hey, want to go to the movie with me?
Sure, why not?
Cool.
The evil Emperor Stomaka has taken the beautiful Princess Jewelrina hostage.
Oh no, help me, Boone, save me!
It is your destiny to go to his castle and save her from his evil plan.
Ha ha ha! I will defeat you with my flying golf balls of doom!
Use your magic golf club to destroy the golf balls of doom and save the princess. Watch for holes in one. These are opportunities for extra lives. And collect all of the grilled cheese sandwiches along the way for nutrition to keep your health up.
Let us go and save the beautiful Princess Jewelrina!
Michael Morrison? What are you doing?
Huh? Dad, what are you doing up?
Well, that's a good question for you. It's after midnight. What are you doing up at this hour?
I'm playing Land of Destiny. I've got my headphones on so it doesn't bother anyone else.
Oh, well.
I've got to make it to this next level. If I do, I'm going to get 10,000 bonus points, another life, and the key to open up the golden gates.
What about school, Michael? You've got an early start tomorrow.
I've got to at least make it to the next power-up, Dad. If I quit now, I lose all my power points and have to start from the beginning. I need to make it to the next power station, then I'll go to bed. Please?
Look, is this why you missed dinner?
What? Well, yeah, sort of. I was at the end of level 15 when you called, but there was a special secret mission I had to accept in order to be able to receive the Golden Orb of Prosperity. That only comes along every 50 levels.
Oh,
if you miss it, you don't get another chance in forever.
Michael, you see, this is let's just talk about this in the morning, okay?
Sure, Dad. That's fine.
Now get some sleep now, though, champ, okay?
Okay, Dad. No problem.
Good.
Going now.
Yeah, good night.
As soon as I reach the power station.
It's Rock Smallwood, and it's important. They're going to give another clue for the contest. If I miss it, I can't be entered in the drawing.
And this is the last Cutie Girls episode before the movie. If I miss it, I won't know what's going on.
Hope, this is important.
Well, so is this. I need to know what happened.
Give me that remote. Mike, help me.
What? Sorry, you're on your own this time.
Oh, come on, Mike. Boys against girls.
No way, Morrison. Haley's not here.
Hope.
Here, have a pillow instead.
Ow. What's that for?
Well, that's your fault. If you'd leave me alone, it wouldn't have happened.
You didn't have to throw the pillow at me. Now give me that remote.
No way. Hey, watch it!
What are
it's
you doing?
Mine. Stop
what
it!
What are you doing? What? Hey, what is this? What is going on? Come on now, Timothy.
Rock Smallwood's on and Hope wouldn't let me watch.
Well, the cutie girls are on too and I have the remote.
Well,
you were fighting over a television program? Both of you? You know you could have been hurt. Tim, how would you feel if Hope got hurt because of a TV program?
Yeah, so there.
Not so fast, Hope. How would you feel if Tim had gotten hurt?
Him? He's a boy. He wouldn't get hurt.
Well, that's not true, Hope. It could be very easy for Tim to get hurt if you're wrestling around in here. Either one of you could hit your heads or bump something that falls over and lands on you. It doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want him to get hurt.
I think you both need a break from the television.
Both
of you, clean up this mess and then go to your rooms for the evening.
But, Mom...
No arguing. Do it now.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Mrs. M.
And you, Michael Morrison?
Ow. Mom, what'd you do that for? You didn't have to pull the headphones out.
Well, you weren't listening. And you didn't seem to care that Hope and Tim were holding a wrestling match right in front of you.
They were? Really? Cool. Who won?
I think I'll take this for the evening. Thank you very much. No. Now you go help Hope and Tim straighten up, and then go to your room and get your homework done.
Yes, ma'am.
Whew. What is happening in this house?
So what you doing, Haley?
Oh, I'm just going through my stuff.
You're getting rid of things for your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Most people get stuff.
Yeah, well, a couple of years ago I got rid of everything in my closet. Gave it away to this charity. And I figured I'd get a whole new wardrobe.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't work that way, though. I got clothes, but it took a while.
That's too bad. Did you have to walk around with no clothes on?
No. I borrowed clothes from Brooke and a couple of other people, and Mom and Dad got me some stuff.
Oh, that's good. It gets cold here in the winter.
It does. I realized then that I didn't need as much stuff as I have, and it hit me again when Brooke went to Peru that we have a lot of stuff. So I thought for my birthday, I'd weed out my closet and give some stuff away to people who need it more than I do.
Wow. You know, I got stuff from shelters and charities. I wonder if any of it was yours.
I don't know. You're a lot littler than me. Mm-hmm. But you got it from someone else who cared enough to donate it. That's important.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Speaking of which, I was thinking, would you like my Cutie Girls doll collection?
Really? Are you serious?
I'd like to keep Jessiana if that's okay. She's my favorite. But yeah, you can have the others.
You're the best big sister ever!
I love you, Hope.
I love you too, Haley.
You know, I think things might be getting out of hand with the kids in these movies and games.
You think so? The other day, I found Hope in her room with a garbage bag. She was filling it up with her Cutie Girl stuff.
What? Wait a minute, isn't that the same stuff she's saving for?
Well, it seems that's the point. There's a whole new set of Cutie Girls things coming out for the movie, and she thinks her others are old and outdated now.
Wow, amazing. Did you stop her?
Yes, and we had a talk about it, and she still has all of her Cutie Girls things. She's really excited now that Haley's given her some more.
Well, what's happening around here? I mean, the other night, Mike was up after midnight playing that new game of his.
What game?
Well, that new handheld thing he's got with him all the time.
Where'd he get it?
I don't know. One of his friends at school gave it to him. Mike said that Matt got a new one, so he gave the old one to Mike.
Well, what was he doing up so late?
It seems he really needed to make it to a certain level before he stopped, or he'd lose all of his power chickens or something. I don't know.
Power chickens?
Well...
You're kidding, right?
Look, I don't know. It was something like that.
Oh, and Tim's spending hours listening to the radio these days because he needs to get hints and clues about this new Small Guy movie.
Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds like we've got a lot of needs in the house these days, doesn't it?
Maybe we need to talk to the kids about the difference between wants and needs.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, huh?
Hmm?
Yeah, I need some sleep tonight.
Yeah, well, I want some sleep. Good night.
Good night, huh?
Love the chicken cordon bleu here. Thanks for bringing me. It's so nice to dress up and spend an evening out with everyone.
Yes, it is. We don't do this often enough.
Well, if we did it for everyone's birthdays, that would be 8 months out of the year.
True, but I doubt Hope's going to want to spend her birthday here.
I'll pass.
Huh?
The pizza place works for me.
That sounds about right.
Well, happy birthday, Haley. Aww. You are becoming a young woman we're all very proud of.
You even gave away your Cutie Girl stuff. That's huge.
You did?
Well, some of it. To Hope. She's more into the dolls and stuff now than I am anyway.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Haley.
It's so cool that I got a present for Haley's birthday. This sister thing rocks.
It sure does.
Michael?
Yep.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you playing that video game?
Mike!
I'm almost to the next level. Oh. I need to get those points.
Here? In this restaurant? Right now? On your sister's birthday?
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Let me just get to this power station and...
Will you?
Michael Morrison, is that game more important than eating? Are you sick? Does your head hurt?
Sorry, Haley. I just...
You know, everyone in this house has gone a little crazy. I don't get it. What's the point of points on a game? Are they going to help you do better in school or make you a better person?
Haley...
And don't you start! You and this Rock Smallwood stuff, it's crazy! What good does it do you? I mean, it's fun and all, but it's all you're thinking about. Isn't that a little overboard?
We read the other night in Colossians, huh? It was about this same thing. Colossians 3? Come on, anyone remember?
Yeah, it said something about setting your minds not on earthly things, but on things above.
Yes, it did. And it said that greed is idolatry.
But I'm not greedy.
Son, you're greedy enough about those points that you ruin your sister's birthday dinner.
Sorry, Haley.
Yeah, Mike, you should know better.
Now hold on there a minute, Hope. Your cutie girl stuff is no different.
What?
Yeah, see, there's a common word running through our house lately. Mm-hmm. It's need. Anyone else notice that? I need to earn these points, and I need to win this radio contest, and I need those new clothes for my dolls. I think we've got our needs and our wants messed up.
Well, there's a difference between wanting something and needing it. Sometimes wanting something so badly it's all you can think about might feel like a need, but it's not. And if that's all you can think about, it's become an idol. Hmm. It's taking God's place. And it begins to take over everything.
Yeah, eating, sleeping, thinking. Mm-hmm. Sound familiar?
Yeah. I guess so. Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to have your needs met anywhere but God is idolatry. When you start focusing everything on some game or movie, you're taking the focus away from God. And He wants to be number one in our lives. Playing those things and enjoying them isn't bad, but just don't let it take over your life.
Right. I think it's time to make a change in priorities. Don't you?
Sounds good. Mm,
sure. Yeah, okay.
Oh, good, good. Oh, and it just in time. Look, here's the food. Dinner's not lost.
Oh, were we late? Is there a problem?
No way. That food looks really good. I'm starving.
Chicken cordon bleu. I'll take that. I'm so hungry. It smells so good.
Hey, you two, where are you going with that? Garbage day's on Monday.
Oh, it's not garbage. It's some of my cutie girl stuff.
Oh?
And some of Tim's Rock Smallwood stuff.
Where are you taking it?
To the Goodwill around the corner. Then we're going to the Cutie Girls movie. So, like, what do you say, Jessiana?
I say let's rock and roll, Brianna.
We're off.
Have a good time.
We will.
I don't doubt it.
Yep, I think Haley and Hope are really going to have a good time, too. And I'm so glad the Morrison kids got their needs and wants all sorted out. And wasn't it cool to see how much Haley's been growing? You know, that scripture passage they were talking about in family devotions? It really is a good one to remember when you feel like your focus is starting to slip, you know, like Mike, Tim, and Hope did today. It's Colossians chapter 3. Now, the whole chapter is a good one to check out and even try to memorize, but for now, try to just lock in on those first two verses. Here's what they say. Since then you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. I think it will come in handy when you start to feel those needs and wants kind of getting a little mixed up. Today's episode, The Heart of the Treasure, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman, additional recording by Rob Gunling, and music by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, and I need to get going, but I want to see you back here next time, down Gilead Lane.